Murderers of Literature. Gabriel Robinson rose, clearing his throat. Yami Leth stepped aside as I met the newspaper editor. That will be all for now, thank you, Yami Leth. She withdrew from the den, sliding the thick charcoal doors. We had privacy. With Robinson the same age as I, his body moved with agility. I envied the man. Are you feeling any illness of some sort? I blurted to Robinson. It sounded a strange question just floating from my mouth, as vulgar as the chimes from the grandfather clock. I beg your pardon. Are you ill in any way? Why, no, what an odd question. I snorted. Sit down. Lunch will turn bitter, and I have a story to tell since you want it so badly. My belligerent behavior took Robinson aback. Asking what troubled me, lingered at the bend of his tongue. Instead, the words remained trapped between his jaws as a caged beast. Robinson wanted to argue, in a tone heard ambiguous. Having an unpleasant period, Edwin. It's only noon. Robinson worked to whisper. My gaze flashed, soaking animosity toward the newspaper editor. I told you we could meet another day, but you insisted. My tragedy is great. I grumbled. People should discover soon. But why the hostility? What have I done to you? Or is it what have you done to yourself, establishing the blame on others? I became furious, but maintained it. I surrender this scoundrel from my estate soon. Then, I thought. Murderers of literature. A greedy man takes another tragedy for his heart, and gains for his common sense. For he shall build for himself in the same husband's history, where he conceived no seclusion from their forefathers. Once a thief comes to poison, plunder, and sabotage, he understands no sorrow, no respect for mankind. His bones shall gather dust in gluttony and with no shame. Edwin Peter Irwin. Robinson acknowledged my expression. Why don't you share those thoughts with me, you selfish man? Why are you truly here? What? I'm wicked to the taste. Why you come? Because you have a story to tell, remember? No, because you're full of greed. Robinson crossed his legs. I can see you're a man of talk and no action. You don't even have a story at the tip of your lying tongue. You call me a liar. Always could interpret between the lines, Edwin. Isn't that what makes you a poet, a writer, an editor pointing out someone else's mistake, and a reviewer, a critic, criticizing someone else's capabilities but yours? I breathed nothing. My piercing gaze stabbed Robinson like a dagger, tearing into him, flesh for flesh, making him uncomfortable for the time since his arrival. The smirk vanished as Robinson loosened his bow tie. Can we get on with the interview? I have others afterward. Robinson turned as serious as a gun pointed right at his skull. Not until you tell me why you're really here. I told you, I'm here to interview and publish your story in penny papers. You said you have a story that must be told. Shortly after the launch of the first African-American and Native newspaper, Penny Paper, an inexpensive daily, subject of the upcoming tutorial. It is a popular newspaper and I wanted to get my story published that would leave a legend. All right, let's begin, but first, maybe we should have lunch while I warm up the story. It's long. You said you had others after me that mean you'll have to return at a later day. Robinson stared at me. I am right. He will come back at later day and he despised that. He seemed anxious to get Edwin Peter Irwin's story, all of it, published as early as the following day. Would you please call Yami Leth into the den? Certainly. Just as I began to do so, Yami Leth slid the doors open and stuck her head inside. I told her whenever company visited check in often to see if we needed servicing. You're just in time. I announced. Mr. Robinson wants to see you. Yes, sir, is there anything you need? Will you call Penny Papers and inform Mr. Talley I'll have to cancel farther interviews for today? I'm meeting with Mr. Irwin for the remainder. Yes. Yami left the den, shutting the doors. Again, she left us in privacy. I stared at Robinson. Go ahead, tell your entire story. You have until midnight. For the first time since that period, I formed a smile that could have melted the sweetness off of a lollipop.